yeah. tune in. So we're about to go live. You feel me? I got Chelsea here.
We
you
live.
I got Chelsea here. Woo, gotta get on that. Yeah, we about to go live, y'all. We about to talk about our 2019.
Yeah.
And, like, wrap up our 2018. And, yeah, y'all could join in and definitely let us know how yours was.
I feel it.
So.
Cool. I mean, yeah, so we could just start right in.
reflection. Good, bad, ugly. What
prosperous. Looking forward to, you know, I would say the idea of knowing that so much soil has been planted and we've been sowing seeds in 2018 in a lot of ways. You know, whether some grew into flowers and then some, you know, didn't grow, and then some was weeds. And we was like, you know what? We about to scoop you out and throw you away and leave a little hole, you feel me, to put more dirt in so you can sow some goodness. So, shout out to whoever that
that's
is.
That's Twiz. That's Antoine. Yes, we going to interview him one day.
But
yes,
2019, IPR, we coming to you. So. But yeah, so, I mean, all right, Tamir. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It is Invisible Podcast Radio.
Ooh, hey, Silva. Hey, nigga, this op, you want to go live with us, nigga?
Like, the fact that he live right now, that's what's up. What's up, bro?
Let's go.
Hey, Azia, it's Samori, nigga.
What's
good? Hey, this like the crew. Hey, y'all.
Yo,
hey,
we are officially live right now, times two. Tamira on a Facebook Live, and we live right now at School of the Art Institute. Shout out to Deli and Free Radio for continuously just giving us the space to record, to make our magic happen, to share our magic, you feel me, and just to share the knowledge that we bring to this studio,
you feel me,
and put it on SoundCloud.
So, every studio
for
we
real.
In, we be making that shit litty, and we be manifesting, you feel
exactly.
me,
so. It is officially, what, December
21st,
2018.
How many days left? 10.
Oh, we literally got 10 days.
10 days left. Ooh. What you about to do in your 10 days? Hold on. This is kind of pressure now.
Listen.
Because I've been grind timing, but
girl,
what you about to do?
I think it's a mix of chill out, relax, reflect, and just be appreciative. Because if you go through these last 10 days on a, oh, I still got to get this done this year. No.
Because
by this time, you already got an idea of where you are, what you need to do, and, you know, more so taking these few days to just really let, you know, things flow naturally at this point. Because that's just like, if you getting ready to, what, you running late, right? If you on your way, you already running late, you already in your car or public transportation or whatever, you pushing time, why are you going to go back home to be even more late?
Right.
You feel me? Like, keep going. Like, whatever you left... Whatever you didn't do,
it's too late.
Leave it. Be legit, late. Leave
and
it.
Own it. And so, hold yourself accountable for these things. And try again next year.
Try again. Or realize that you don't even need it to bring into the new year.
Yes.
You feel me? So, yeah, y'all. So, I mean, Tamir, what you on? Last 10 days.
My last 10 days is planning for 2019. For me, I'm just getting, like, the blueprint. You feel me? I've been... calling people, like setting schedules for things, so that way I can be, you know, what is it, diligent in the next year, so I don't like falter in my time management and things like that. Cause you know, life has become more demanding this year, and I know it's not gonna stop. The grind not gonna stop. It's only gonna increase. So I just gotta, you know, make sure I'm keeping afloat in that shit, in that grind. Other than that, I'm relaxing. Yeah, I'm trying to chill out on my last 10. Planning them New Year's plans, you know, and IPR, our party on the 29th, y'all, it's official.
It's litty. Official.
And that flyer about to drop today.
Today.
It's today. Lit. And y'all gonna get that Eventbrite, and y'all gonna be there. Y'all gonna see up one time.
Legit, less than $10 they gonna turn
less
up.
Less than $10, y'all. It's less than 10.
But what you gonna get?
Everything.
Look.
It's gonna be this energy times 1,000.
Real.
And then you have simple mixing, you feel me? You gonna have, it's just a lot of things.
Yep. Good vibes, good energy.
We trying to set off the new year right for IPR, for ourselves.
Yep.
And I just think that, you know, we've learned through these experiences the last couple of years. So it's just go time. Like,
yep.
We can only go up from here. I know for me, my rock bottom, I'm just going up. Like,
yep.
I've gone up in the last few months since. So I just think it's just a consistent rise from here.
Yeah.
And but y'all could definitely feel free to comment what y'all plan to do for y'all last 10 days. I think I'm waiting. It look like I'm playing the piano with my fingers. You know I talk with my hands. And then slip over there, Millie Rocky, y'all Harlem shaking. What the fuck? Hey.
Okay, yo, but yeah, share. Look, y'all, if you listening right now, I challenge you right now to just share what you watching live, because at the end of the day, this is something that you can learn from, your homie can learn from, and just to know that both of y'all can literally watch us live, why not?
Like, right.
Y'all be sharing posts that be old memes from Twitter. Like, share this live video.
Literally. Right? They be sharing dumb shit.
Yeah. So, all right. So, let's get into it, because we literally recording live right now.
It keeps pausing?
It's pausing.
And it paused on our side. Not one time. That's so weird. Right. Oh, I'm sorry. No. No.
Wompy womp.
Womp womp womp.
But
hopefully you hear me now.
Yeah. So 2018, right? The gym. I said it too early. But the theme of December is trailblazing gyms of 2018, right? And what we've been talking about, I say just within, you know, a few weeks of this month was just, you know, how we see ourselves as an impact, and how we more so, you know, just reflecting of how we've already been embedded this year and what we, you know, what we doing, what we inputting in, you know, in our lives, in our career, in our personal lives. Like, what exactly have you, like, honestly led in your own footmarks in your trail, in your journey? Like, trailblazing, as you can look back and see how raw, or if not raw, March was from July, right? Or how October was shitty, you know, but February was lit. Like,
yes.
Let's look into each month, right? And just take that overall, like, encompass and recap mentally of how much you've sown into this year and just realizing that we all making moves. So, yeah, I mean, I guess the starting up question could just be for us, you know, Tamara, if we want to hop in, what would you say has impacted you the most in 2018? When it comes to, you know, the moves that you're making towards your career. And also, we want to talk about IPR. We can talk about whatever. Like, I'm down.
Responsibilities, for me, I didn't understand them. I want to say this year helped me understand responsibility, holding myself accountable for my own actions, and understanding how that affects not just myself but others around me, and knowing how to maneuver that in all instances, in all parts of my life. Like, not just IPR, just working at my job, what else, friends, just all type of things I could say for me, just holding myself accountable and being responsible.
I feel like
that's my biggest thing I could say that helped me get through my year, is learning responsibility.
I feel like, I mean, accountability though, when you think about it, is, I feel like, the mindset that allows you to know when to bounce back. Like,
yeah.
If you, like I said, prime example, if you realize that you made a mistake, or, you know, you could have done something even better, that accountability to bounce back, to do something even stronger. Like, we've had, I'm just talking about my own list. I got stories for days.
Me.
But just knowing that, you know, when you see your mistakes, you see that L you make, it's lowercase, right? Ain't no L's capital.
Ain't no big L's.
Ain't no capital L's no more.
They go to error.
Hey, what's good? What's good?
I love y'all.
Yo, share the video.
Share,
like, you just got through saying, if you can watch it, somebody else can too, right? If you can repost a meme, I'm gonna say that one more time, you can repost a meme from Twitter from the early you got memes from like 2013
still
that's still lit in 2018. Mm-hmm. Y'all can reshare this too. Let's reflect, we trailblaze in 2018. So, back to what I was saying though, when it comes to, you know, just the accountability from the L's that we've already been, let alone went through, knowing that you putting yourself in a better position now with the lessons that you've learned to be better, right? Because just within an IPR reflection level, we've placed ourselves, you know, I feel like, in a position to not only see where we, you know, our shortcomings, right? We see our accomplishments, but then if we don't take heed of shortcomings, how can we grow into, you know what I'm saying, the way that we want to be?
Yep.
Like, you got people that are just so content of, oh, you know, you can tell the story of what you, you know, lost, or what you fell into, or whatever.
What was your solution, and how did you bounce back?
Exactly. Like, how you bouncing back, it's that accountability, right?
Yep.
Like, taking your ownership in your own. Like, you can't have everybody else literally, like, be that help for you for so much. Like, you're going to have to help yourself.
Yes.
You feel me? So, I mean, that's, you know, when it comes to just even myself on a level of, like, seeing how 2018 has been, like, I feel like mentally I've shifted with, you know, within a business mindset, you know, and being more so transparent, because I'm just being real. Like, if you want to be in any industry, right, you not only need to be open to hear what other people got to say, whether it be haters or the real people.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, you know who's genuine, you feel me? Like, it's a difference between a critique and it's a difference between somebody that's just giving you type of, just petty, you feel me? Like, your words ain't really helping me, it's just negative energy. But taking the critique, taking those lessons, taking the fact of us having a team, and we all communicating, you feel me? We all grinding, we all have our own hustle, let alone, you know, solely, but in like together too. It's having that, you know, as a unit, like me realizing that I got other legs, you feel me? Yes. Like, we all are extended, but we all connected too.
Yes.
And I think that's the deep part of realizing, as you know, the person that's created this, holding it down, is knowing that the accountability for myself has to enable others.
Trusting.
Exactly. That trust is real, y'all.
Trust is real, y'all.
It's real.
It's real. And I just posted something about trust yesterday. There's two things. When you don't trust someone, it's because you know them, or you don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know what I'm saying, with us, trust too. Like, you know what? It's okay. I think with you, I had to tell you early.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop putting all this on yourself.
Legit.
You have us. We are a team. There's no I in team. And that's one thing I could say. Like, and not just with IPR, just in a lot of aspects, you know, we put so much pressure on ourselves to do everything all the time. And I think that I like that you were able to see now at the time, like, you got us.
Yeah.
We here. Like, we been here this long. We not leaving. So allow us to hold our, you know, take some of the responsibility.
Real.
And hold ourselves accountable, because everything isn't always on you.
Absolutely.
And allowing support where it's, I want to say welcome. Because everyone doesn't offer that.
Yeah.
So I feel like just the fact that we're offering that support to each other, allowing each other to be that for this, is where you got to, like, let it go. But in a good way.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to help us just all prosper.
Yeah.
When we let go in the right things.
For real.
It'll grow the way it needs to in 20s.
I feel that. Yo, Tamero, get him a tripod. The tripod is going to be my phone. And then you can just, like, put it
in the middle.
Right, right, right. Be like, beep, beep. Like, you know. Oh! Okay, wait. Y'all, we tried to help the live listeners and viewers right now. Hopefully, wait. I'm about to.
Now it's two of us.
Legit. Just the two. We ain't gotta worry about, you know, holding nothing up or like. But yeah. So, yo, I would say let's just talk about a trailblazing move with IPR though. Yo.
Okay. That we did this year.
We've done a lot.
The tour.
Legit.
Like, the tour. What else? We did. I want to say where we did our live shows at.
True.
Mattered this year.
Yeah.
They were pretty good.
We got we actually. I was just saying on a timeline, right, from like January to this year. I mean, we might as well do December. We hit. What was our first? We did in March. Or was it?
March we did Eat Well to Gods.
Yep.
Eat Well to Gods. We hit Demos first.
Yep.
That was our first show of the year.
Yep.
And then April, we did something.
May.
Oh, Refuge. The women's, we had an all-female cypher.
Yep.
And we had Brittany Carter. We had Tweak G. We had Sia Shaw. Who else? We had DJ hosting, co-hosting with me. And it was that was lit. I like that.
Yeah, shout out to Diz.
Diz, yes.
Yeah.
Diz Co.
Yeah.
Formerly, I think. But overall, that was it. And then June, we came straight into June.
Yeah.
Every weekend hard. Because it was like, that was like the 19th of May. And we came 2 weeks.
Legit.
We was back in it every weekend. We was out at, we did YCA.
Yeah.
Surf's Up Chicago,
yep.
Grand opening. Then we went to Detroit. Yep. I mean, no, Toronto.
Toronto.
And Remix. And then Remix Chicago. Remix Toronto.
Yep.
And then came to Detroit. Did Pony Ride.
Yep.
We met some cool people out there.
Yep.
Shelby, I Shall Be.
Mm-hmm.
And Made Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
They were really dope.
What's his name? We're looking at him. I'm looking right at him. Farad from the Lincoln Literature.
Oh, yes. Farad. I'll be calling him Ferrari. I'm like, I just call it a Ferrari. I don't know. Sorry. Because they ain't really Ferrari.
Man,
but
no.
Yes, Ferrari.
Yeah.
Yes, we met him. What else? And then we came back. We did our mixer. wasn't it?
September. West Side Chicago.
Yep, and we did that in North Lawndale. Mm-hmm. Put some roots there in North Lawndale again for the second time. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then we forgot about SAIC.
Yep,
and we're here.
The main.
Literally, thing. We did that like the whole first half of the springtime.
We was here.
We was doing that and the artist workshops. We about to bring that back 2019. Probably a little something different with it, but definitely bringing that back. And I feel like these things, just the things we were doing, I feel like we also started to like focus on our like individual selves more and not so just strictly the collective, and that helped feed into our what we bring more into the show. I think that helped feed it better, like once we were, like you said, more transparent with all parts of ourselves, we were able to incorporate those other parts into the show more and it be embraced and add to it, and I think that helped.
I feel it. And I mean, you know, just thinking of how much we've done in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
I'm just being real. Like, I feel some heavy South traffic next year.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whether it be us individually going out there or us as a collective going out there, you know, we did not. Shout out to DJ Sky Jetta because she was the first of I would say all of our features that had some type of like connection to the
bi-coastal legit movie. Like she is
legit. We've placed ourselves, I would say, just by the features that we've had, you know, in a position where we can, you know, have some type of association, a connection to some type of, you know what I'm saying, some type of direction to the South.
Like,
why not? Like, that's another thing too. When you trailblazing, you so focused on, you know, for real, like you build it. Like I feel like the foundation in Chicago with us is so well right now.
We gotta bring that somewhere.
Real, it's a cohesive, just fluid move at this point. So,
and I think honestly, like Chicago, just us when we go to these other cities, they're just gonna be so hyped that we're bringing like our talent, we're bringing ourselves, and we just like, hey, we just want to sit here and pop up one day and let them see how we do in Chicago. And just making that bridge, it matters. Like, I mean, it's better than us just uprooting our whole life down there,
right?
But building a connection that we could keep going back there and then like translating it back to Chicago. Because I like we say, we don't want to leave. And if we did, we'd take in Chicago with us wherever we go. But I definitely want to do a whole, like, start networking across the coast. And I think the South, because Atlanta is such what? I feel like Atlanta was what Chicago is now.
High key, you're right.
Atlanta was that, like, a few years ago.
Yeah, and I feel now like they're just kind of, like, restarting up there.
It's just starting back. I feel like they got so caught up in the hip love and hip-hop.
The little lavish luxury.
The luxury where all of that. And they got so away from the creativity aspect.
Right.
And so that's how we came in. So now they're trying to like come back, but we already got it.
But it's
so
just we about to bring our package and luggage, like, what's good?
What's good? Look, pop that shit out. Like a pop-up book. Like,
legit, like, y'all ready?
Or not.
Literally.
We got some pages full of some shit that's about to pop out.
For real.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
For real.
So I'm ready to hit the South. I want to go to Florida. Florida need help.
Ooh, what cities though? Cause
you right. Cause Miami kind of spicy. Orlando?
What? Ooh, I don't know. We gonna come back.
I don't know. I just know Florida. It's more a city like besides Georgia.
True.
I'm trying to think. Or Texas?
Hell yeah. Houston.
Never mind. Fuck Florida. Texas.
Houston, Dallas,
Houston, Atlanta, Vegas,
San Antonio. Like within 3 of those like cities. 2 of them we gonna have to like,
because
I heard that they cities are like really like close, like in terms
they
of,
are
yeah
they are like you can get to, you can drive from Georgia to Florida in like 2 hours.
Wow.
Like I was in Savannah, and Atlanta is 2 hours from Savannah.
Wow.
So from Atlanta, which is pretty south in Georgia, Savannah is like literally not even 2 hours, like an hour or less from, so you're crossing that border straight into Florida. Like,
all right, word.
So yeah, everything's really close. It's almost like, but not as close as like the East Coast. But we'll get there.
Yeah.
That's going to be like a super plan.
Yeah. By that time, we're going to have a set event already.
Yeah. Like, they know.
Booked and ready.
Yeah, they know about us already. They just subscribed on SoundCloud and Spotify and everything else.
Yeah.
We're going to have by then, and we're going to be just popping up like, hey, y'all, come on, New York. Y'all ready for us, everything.
Like, speaking of Trailblazing, I want to tell them, like, I'm about to go to our facts real quick.
Woo.
Because we.
Oh, for the year, right?
Yes. I haven't been on numbers. This app, though, in a minute. I kid you.
I'm excited to know.
Like, it's been a minute.
What's our numbers like?
Right? Shout out to these new followers, too. We got Braze Roberts. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but.
We'll look at him.
Yeah.
He got music.
So we're going to say within the last 12 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't mind my phone. It's cracked.
But this
is, you feel me, pretty much, it's reversed or backwards or whatever, but within the 12 months, we got over 3,500 plays.
Yeah, that, right? Yes.
It's deep.
With baby promo.
Literally.
We really don't, like, we promo our SoundCloud, but we don't, like, post it on our, like, Instagrams and Facebook, like, go follow us.
Like,
heavy. Like, check out all our content.
Like really, if we did have...
Hell yeah.
Listen, a social media manager manifesting in 2019.
Because social media is hard.
If you are one who are listening that loves...
talk to people.
You cannot let your phone go.
Yeah.
Like, you are, I need to see social media. I need to be involved. Like, I have pleasure with refreshing my Instagram every 30 minutes, if every not 30. 10.
Oh.
We need you, because you not only are going to help us, but you're going to high key help yourself too, because you're going to learn a lot of business and skills.
Yes. We got a lot of stuff.
Spread the word, you feel me? Social media manager, we about to manifest a consistent social media manager.
There was no shade in that.
No shade. We're literally manifesting what we want right now.
Yeah, I want that. Hey, and today is a full moon, y'all.
Yes, come on. Like, why?
That's like, we do this all the time. It gets me so hyped. That's why that man prayed over y'all that day.
He did.
That's why.
It overflowed through us. You feel me?
It's coming 2019.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Yes. So I would say just the top three tracks. Sweetheart, if you got you definitely can check that out.
The Road of Reflection with KMB, y'all. And it made a year this month. That's lit. Okay. Oh, the era. Okay.
Yeah.
That jump. That's a jump.
Legit.
Hey, we raw, y'all, because look, that Road of Reflection is first, but the era right behind it, that came out.
That's pretty deep.
Wow.
Literally like a few months ago.
A couple months.
Yeah.
Wow. That's reaching. Yeah. Okay. And then next, the black female creators, we had Fleetwood and Ace Da Vinci.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Chelsea with you and Nino and the Sephora. Yes. With was Pyramid 7.
Pyramid 7.
It's either I call her Pyramid 7 or...
Right.
I always forget. But yes, Zipporah.
Shout out to Zipporah, Pyramid 7.
And then we got Brianna and what's his name? Johnny Jones.
Yep.
Legal Chicago.
Yep,
and they're number 5.
Yep.
So that's our top 5 plays of the year. You guys need to check us out. And then right under that, I just have to note, is DJ Benita Apple Blunt in the Dapper.
Yes.
That's funny because that clip was funny.
That was a minute ago.
That was a wow. So y'all, you know what? That mess lets me know, once we drop this new content, it's on fire, bro. They gonna be thirsty. Y'all about to be thirsty. We got a lot of shit. If y'all listen to this old stuff and only 2-3 sprinkles of the new,
right?
Oh man,
listen.
Y'all ain't ready yet.
We pretty much are at a point, where I feel like this 2019 meeting is just gonna, be the gold mine for us in terms of direction. Because look at, like you said, we went from, the first year. Speaking of Trailblazing, the last year, 2017. I'm going to say 2017, 2016, just kind of like a mix, because we only had 2 months of 2016. But within our first year, right, we was dropping once a month.
Yeah, we were.
Literally, right? Then the next year, we was like, let's switch it up. We about to do bi-weekly, season 2. And to know that we was dropping that frequent.
Yep.
And like you said, if we were able to just be more consistent on our imagine how that would have been. But to know that, we had even still that recognition, that support, that listening community that still was there. Like, speaking of that, y'all can literally go to SoundCloud right now. Yes, yes.
Hey, Dave.
What's good? We got more listeners and tuning in, people over there. Tamiro's Facebook. What's that, Facebook
it's
Live?
Instagram.
Oh, it's Instagram?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, turn up. Even better.
They be looking the same, though. I'm not even going to slam.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I was like, not sure. But yeah. Yes, IG.
Yes. Instagram and SoundCloud. Invisible Podcast Radio. But specifically, y'all, for those who just tuned in, we just gave everybody a note on
our numbers,
yeah,
and like, our status, and we are killing shit.
Over 3,500 plays, you feel me? We need y'all to listen so we can make it to 4,000
by the end of the year, please. Yeah. Please, in 10 days, y'all got it. 10 days, just help us out, and that's it. And keep us at that young 600 on IG, please.
Yeah, why we get so close?
And then that's why I was like, what is with this? Like, why are y'all not consistent? I feel like, you know what, and I'm sorry, and I have to say this, like, with social media manager, maybe you can help us out with in the future. I feel like when it's a business page, we can't follow all y'all back.
No, we can't.
We can't, but y'all can follow us personally. We got you. Right. But not through Invisible G. We gotta have that ratio balanced out. I can't, especially when some of y'all artists, no shade, no tea, no shade.
Yeah.
All not every follow ain't something we need on our timeline for the Invisible page. But we love y'all support.
Real.
We love y'all keeping up with our content. But all of the y'all we can't keep up with, if that makes sense. So sorry, it just comes with the territory, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Miss T Miro Elizabeth, y'all, once more, shout out to Free Radio, SAIC, and Miss Nelly for just keep giving us the door and the space to, you know, make our magic. But yeah, it's a wrap, y'all. It's 2018. And the next time y'all gonna hear from us will be in 2019.
Yes.
Give him.
So. On whatever day, but we got y'all. 2019, legit. We coming with all that shit. All that content.
It's a move, y'all. We out. Peace and love. And we'll see y'all in the new year, y'all. Manifest and harvest. Peace, peace. We shall wherever we go, love, love. Welcome to the mind of a pothead. On my head, see a young nigga got dressed. We don't give a fuck what a cop said. I'm living a legacy. So even when I die, I am not dead. Nigga, I am not dead. Fuck with me. Lil' homie, what's good? I ain't worried about nothing, I'm good. I'm the kid that went to school in the suburbs and brought the education back to the hood, nigga. Hey, teaching these kids like a big brother should, nigga. See, you ain't gotta be a hood, nigga. Fuck with me. 7 day high. Boy, I'm a fool with it. I treat the beat like I treat a vagina. I know what to do with it. Hey. Making my time up for this opportunity. This fits me beautifully. You know what you can do for me? Fuck with me now. Pull up when I come around. Taking a walk in the clouds. Don't be no clown. I tell you, shut the fuck up. And afterwards, sit the fuck down. You can't fuck with me. This the beginning of Lion King. Simba held in the sky. DJ Simba. This is 7 day high. Fuck with me. Wherever I go, I'm shining wherever I go. Yeah, yeah, wherever I go, I'm shining wherever I go. Wherever I go, yeah, wherever I go, I'm shining wherever I go. Yeah, wherever I go, I'm shining wherever I go. Fuck with me.
Fuck with everybody.
nigga, stop. Fuck your gun, fuck your bed, fuck your handcuffs. Fuck the whole system, boy, they lock my mans up. Yelling free my nigga, help me out that jam, bruh. Nigga, fuck a club record, I break world records. Fuck a potty song, I'm the potty homes. I said game of chess, niggas playing checkers.